From Cap Street to the world, this is BFF.FM.
Hello, my friend. What's up? Ms. Prism coming at you right here from the BFF.FM studios in San Francisco. How are you today? Happy President's Day. It's pretty lovely outside here. Super sunny, super gorgeous. Right here on Cap Street.
From Cap Street to the world, this is BFF.FM.
So happy to be bringing you episode 97 today. It's going to be a music-heavy episode and extremely eclectic, all thanks to this year's Democratic campaign nominees and also just the state of the union in general. It's President's Day today, February 17th, and we have a presidential election on the horizon. When I think back to the last presidential election and the night of the campaign results for the country, it just was such a devastating experience having, you know, been watching the news and being so certain that Hillary was going to win, and then having that dream just shattering before our eyes. And everyone, I think we were all finding ourselves asking a lot of questions like, how did we not see this coming? Like, where were we going wrong? And anyways, going into this year's election, I know today Bernie Sanders is having a rally up in Richmond and some friends are up there, and there's so many people there. They're like, not even everybody can fit into the rally. So I think that's pretty cool. I'm a big fan of Bernie Sanders myself. And but I also wanted to say that here on BFF.FM, I love that we have the chance to have a diversity of opinions, and our station is, we're a bunch of volunteer DJs. We're a nonprofit station. We're a community local radio station, non-pirate. We're a legitimate 501c3. And the way the radio station works, all the songs actually, the artists actually get revenue, royalties, whatever it is, when their song gets airtime. So I think it's really cool. I'm always grateful every week for the chance to show up and enjoy some music with you of all different themes. So if you dig today's show, it's Nightlight Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Prism, and you can go to MsPrism.com to sign up for my weekly email. It's a free email, so you don't miss a theme. And there's also links to social media and some art projects that I've enjoyed doing. So, 2020 seems like it's going to be a year about getting things done. Like, we've got this campaign going, so we all got to stand up and support the candidates that we feel are best and spread the word about them. And also with work, like, I know I've really enjoyed bringing you this show for so long. I'm so excited. Episode 100 is on the horizon. So I can't thank you enough for listening along, sharing this out, letting me know when you've enjoyed it. That's always really fun for me to know when someone is having a good time listening. And let's see. Okay, well, I don't want to be blabbering away too long at the beginning here. But basically what we're going to do is rock through. We're going to have a local new release, a brand new song that I'm totally excited to share with you. Speaking of the BFF.FM community, it's from a former DJ here. So maybe you can guess who this person, this artist might be, but you'll find out in just a second, as well as where to see him perform live. We are going to also hear some songs from the playlists of the campaign nominees, presidential nominees. So basically, the New York Times put out this article, and it includes the playlists of a bunch of the nominees, which is really fascinating to see. And they analyzed it to see like what themes people were into, how the playlist shook out man and woman wise. which I got to say, I like, yeah, music still just skews so heavily male that it definitely takes, honestly, effort to try to make sure playlists are balanced, which is crazy. So we will talk a little bit more about that along the way. And anyways, okay, so we will also have a few random songs thrown into the mix. So that's not going to be the entire theme, but basically we're going to be reflecting on the campaign ahead and what we can be doing. I really believe that music is such a good way to get my energy up and to learn stories that really inspire me, and the way music weaves itself through all of history, it's like a really fun and enriching way to look back at things. Like one song that I plan to play today, I just was recommended by my awesome roomie, Arthur. It is Aretha Franklin from Bill Clinton's inauguration, and she performed I dreamed a dream from Les Mis. So let's get rocking through this so that we have time for all of today's songs and a few tidbits along the way. So thank you guys for supporting the station. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you to DJ Katsanova, who was on right before me. His show is awesome. Be sure to check it out. And after me, we're going to have DJ Cosmic Amanda, the station founder. I know she's a big fan of Elizabeth Warren, so maybe she'll be talking about that next time she's on the air, which I think will be today. So with that said, let's get to it. I am so excited to share this song with you. All right, this first track is one that you maybe have not heard before. It's called As My Country Drifted Away, I Got Stoned. And it is by local musician Eric Silverman. And he is releasing his new album, Rookie, later this month. This is the first single off the album, and it has an awesome music video that you've got to check out, with all these really psychedelic, groovy, like collage-like graphics intermixed with actual video. It's a super cool look, and I think it adds a lot to the enjoyment of the song. So Eric Silverman used to be a DJ here at BFF.FM as well. He's been a fixture in the Bay Area music scene for quite a while, so don't miss this upcoming album, Rookie, and definitely enjoy this first track, and don't miss Eric's live show at Rickshaw Stop on February 29th, which is Leap Day, and he's going to have a bunch of special guests up on stage with him, singing live, doing some live music, special instruments as well. And this is his solo album, but he will be playing with a whole band, of course. So it's going to be a fun show. And also, I think next week I'll be able to play an episode of Up and Coming Artists, including some other folks who will be at that Noise Pop show. So I love the Bay Area local music scene. It's so much fun. So, all right, enjoy this track by Eric Silverman, As My Country Drifted Away. Going. All right, enjoy.
Drifted away, as my country drifted away, I got stoned, and then the world just melted away, then the world just melted away, we were alone. The storm has become out of control. We must go.
To the People. It's from John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band, and it is one of the campaign playlist tracks from Bernie Sanders himself. So I liked this fun one. And the next track is also from Bernie Sanders' campaign playlist, Taking It to the Streets, by the Doobie Brothers. So shout out to everyone at his rally today and everybody supporting his campaign. I just really, really want us to take the presidency away from the guy who has it right now. So, blah. All right, let's take it to the streets, get some things done. turn it on up in our country so all of our dreams can come true. That's what I want. All right, enjoy this track, and I'll tell you in a little bit more about how the New York Times got these songs, because not all the campaign presidents offered them up. And I think it's really cool, a cool perspective on the vibe of these candidates, or at least the vibe that they're wanting to share. So, all right, enjoy.
From the heart of San Francisco.
I love BFF.FM because of what it represents, you know, a uniting of the local music community.
The diversity of shows is way more fun than any kind of commercial radio you might find.
Become a monthly donor and you'll be connected to a cool community of music lovers helping us build strong community radio for San Francisco. Our besties.
I get to go to these cool bestie bashes and I get to have a sweet members only pin and I get to feel like I'm contributing to the community.
Join us at bff.fm/donate.
bff.fm.
Streaming with my besties.
All right, that last track was from Bernie Sanders' campaign. This next one, Work That, from Mary J. Blige, is from California Senator Kamala Harris's campaign. She's got a really fun playlist, let me tell you that. And this next song is 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. And this song is from Elizabeth Warren's campaign playlist, as well as the next song, which is going to be from Nina Simone. All right. Enjoy this track from Dolly Parton, 9 to 5.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Won't seem to let to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Frequencies forever.
Bringing the underground to the foreground.
That last track we just heard was from Nina Simone, and that was from Elizabeth Warren's campaign playlist. Amanda, Cosmic Amanda, if you're listening, I know you'll appreciate those jams. And this whole New York Times article was so cool. The way they laid out these different playlists, like we heard the Mary J. Blige song from Kamala Harris's playlist. And the intriguing thing about her list was there was pretty much no rock songs in it, no rock songs. And then Bernie Sanders' playlist I really liked, but It was like 93% male artists. Ooh, ouch. All right, we could use some women artists in there. So basically this article, this is actually from last summer that it came out, so maybe their playlists have changed. Report back to me from a rally if you hear a song that you really were intrigued by or whatever. I always love to hear songs about, I love to hear stories about songs. So always appreciative. Okay, so what the Times did was they analyzed the playlists of 10 contenders. And because not all of the candidates sent in their playlists, the people who didn't provide their playlists were Trump, Biden, and Bernie Sanders. The Times reporters went to the candidates' rallies to obtain the list of songs using an online application that helps identify music, which is probably Shazam. I love Shazam. Anyways, the Times then analyzed all 306 of these songs on these 10 candidates' playlists. The pop music editor determined the genre of the songs. And then for the race and gender of an artist or band, the Times took into account only the lead singer. For gender analysis, if there was no lead performer and the group features both male and female members, a separate category was created. And then there was a word frequency chart as well. So I'll link to this article from the show notes so that you can dive in deeper if you're curious. But I really thought this was so intriguing. I'm super excited like that technology and music come together in this cool way where we can analyze the data and things in this manner and like share it out and enjoy it and learn from it. Like I really loved learning from this article that, well, I guess it's sort of a bittersweet thing, but Trump's playlist had a lot of gay swagger. Lots of gay swagger in Donald Trump's campaign playlist. Who would have suspected? For example, Under Pressure from Queen is on that list. That was also in Elizabeth Warren's playlist. Intriguing, intriguing. But anyways, a lot of times here on Nightlight Radio, I like to step back and think to myself, like, wow, we owe so much of music to such varieties of culture and sexual orientations and just countries, everything, that it just seems ridiculous to me for anyone who enjoys music, especially, yeah, to just hold animosity in their heart towards any group of people. So maybe this will be the time that our eyes all open up and we can become a little more conscious of the roots of all of the music that we love and just get right into all these people's hearts, and especially in those red states, wake the people up to the abundance of love that we can all enjoy if we just decide to. So anyways, okay. Let's get to some more music before we run out of time. We're a little more than halfway through episode 97. Oh my gosh, 97 here on Nightlight Radio. So I'm really pumped. Oh, for episode 100 coming up. But also I wanted to mention that I am going to be doing a software engineering bootcamp so I can start learning how to do cool stuff like analyze campaign playlists or just all kinds of things. So it's going to be a busy 3 months, but I will continue to do this show. I think I will be pre-recording, or possibly I will switch times, but I'm not sure. But anyways, I just wanted to let you know I'm going to keep rocking with it, but it might just be a little bit of a different agenda for a while. Yeah, but I think it'll all feel kind of the same. There's so many playlists I have in the works that I've been just waiting to share. So I think this is a good opportunity for some of these fun themes to just get out into the world. So, yeah. All right. What song do we want to hear next, my friend? I am thinking Let's actually just go with Under Pressure. As we were thinking about Elizabeth Warren, but actually, do we want to hear that if it was on Trump's playlist? I don't know. Let's actually flash back and think back to one of our favorite presidents, Barack Obama, and enjoy this quick little song from the artist Miss Eves. This is called Bromance Gonna Save the World, and we can just remember those good Obama days with this quick jam and think about what's ahead. Hopefully Bernie, but maybe a woman president. It's gonna be a different era. And keep on listening too, because we're gonna enjoy that Aretha Franklin song from Bill Clinton's inauguration. It's super powerful, so we'll close on out with that. All right, here's Barry and Joe, an eclectic one here for you in the mix.
Barry and Joe, yeah, giving us hope. Jumping through space and time, better go, go. Check them up before the world explodes. Barry and Joe, go, rubber hit the road, yo. They coming for you, messing with the past, they are the cleanup crew. 45 tiny hands, what you gonna do? Leap through time till we're unscrewed. Barry and Joe, time travelers with Neil deGrasse, gonna kick some ass. Barry and Joe, to the past and back, go fix this mess with the bromance, yeah. Barack baby, go hit the street with your quantum beep, it's what we need. Barry and Joe won't be defeated, now go change our hands.
All right, we're going to do another one from Bernie's campaign, America, from Simon and Garfunkel. Nice throwback. Enjoy.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. Some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said as we boarded a Greyhound. Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery, she read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America.
But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. Say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. Institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright.
Break out these chains, let's break it down. Let's This is Mac DeMarco. Prepare yourself for some of the best music you will ever experience.
You're listening to BFF.FM, best frequencies forever, coming at you from the Mission here in San Francisco. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's been such an awesome and very eclectic episode today, thanks to these candidates. And I hope you've enjoyed getting this little slice of their musical perspective, plus a few surprises in the mix. We heard that brand new track from local artist Eric Silverman. So as I mentioned, don't miss the music video for that. It's super cool. And don't miss his live show on February 29th. So those are going to be awesome. And yeah, I'm just excited with this year coming up. I feel like the next 3 months are going to be packed because of where I'm putting my time into learning some computer stuff. So I think it's going to support, yeah, all the projects that I like to put my heart into in a way that enables me to keep pursuing them with an even greater sense of freedom and excitement at what's ahead. It's kind of an intense climate, right? I'm glad today Jeff Bezos pledged $10 billion to help fight climate change. That feels really impactful, and I hope that that kind of thing just keeps on happening. So when it feels really gloom and doom, just try to focus on the positive. So I know that every week getting to come and do this radio show helps me remember to focus on the positive. So I really am appreciative of that. And yeah, it's been been more than 2 years of doing this show. It's crazy. Time flies. I got to go see an amazing DJ, Seth Troxler, perform yesterday at the Great Northern. It was so good. I really, really loved it. I love his vibe. He's an amazing person. And I hope he comes back soon. And also the Make It Funky DJs were out there. They threw down such a fun set. And they also used to have a show here on BFF. So I just love all the community that we've got going on. It's fun, and I want to make the most of it while we've got it. So if you're feeling it, become a bestie of the station with a $10 or more per month donation, and you get free admission to our Besties Bashes, which is every single month there's a party here at the station with live music, and we throw other events sometimes as well. So get on into it. It's a fun place here in the Mission. All right. What else? We also heard today from Nina Simone and Dolly Parton, Mary J. Blige, Miss Eves and Lee Anderson with their song Barry and Joe. And also here on Nightlight Radio and everywhere, it is still Black History Month. So last week, last new episode was right after the Super Bowl, and we were reflecting on that kind of music. The halftime show, and also like Jay-Z and Beyonce's connection to the music of the halftime show. And yeah, there's just a lot of conflicting information and confusing stuff in the media. And so remembering the last presidential election, I am curious to see how things shake out this year and how we can just keep using technology to get the right information across instead of just getting trapped in these like media frenzies of wanting clicks on their articles. And so then that skews the way that we see things. So clarity, let's get some clarity. Gosh, my friend, we are almost out of time today. I guess the last thing I want to leave you with is the purpose of this show is also that music is like a sound rainbow. We're all like a prism, taking things in, shining it back on out into the world. So if we can be writing a beautiful story together, shining out stuff in harmony, it's going to be a good time. I want life to feel like that. So just putting that out there. Why not? So, all right. And I'm sending you so much love for the week ahead. It's going to be a good one. I'll be back soon. And we're going to rock this episode out with a beautiful live rendition of I Dreamed a Dream from Bill Clinton's inauguration. And this is sung by Aretha Franklin. So enjoy and stick around. Next, we have Cosmic Amanda with the BFF top 30 countdown. It's awesome. All right. Much love, my friend. Oh, and this song is kind of a slow build, so stick with it. It's worth it. It's so worth it. Gospel choir comes in. So epic. All right. Enjoy.
I had a dream. Oh, yes. I had a dream. I had a dream of days gone by when hopes were high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. Would be forgiving, and I was young, and I was unafraid, and dreams were made, and you been tasted. There was no ransom to be paid. Turn your dreams to shame.